In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor promotes campus talks on environmental issues for the coming semester.
Given the budget concerns and other woes that have troubled the U of I recently, it can be easy to forget that one way or another, research and teaching that address the most important questions of our day is still getting done here. If you have any doubts on that score, let me call your attention to the many events addressing environmental concerns slated for the months to come, all of which are open to members of the campus community and the public alike. Four talks are scheduled in a series organized by the Illinois Program for Research in the Humanities called Climate Change and the Humanities. Talks in this series are given by scholars from around the country who, according to series organizers, bring a unique perspective to our understanding of the human dimensions and to the projected lived consequences of climate change as it is expected to progress in the coming decades. The first of these will take place on February 10th and feature Andrew Light, who's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and director of the Center for Global Ethics at George Mason University. Light will describe what he thinks ethicists need to do if they want to play a role in shaping national and international policy on climate change, which he construes as one of the most important moral problems of our day. A series of talks begun last fall under the Social Dimensions of Environmental Policy Initiative, headed by Jesse Rebo of the Department of Geography, will continue with four talks this spring. This series, Climate and Society, features researchers from around the world who are working on the analysis of climate and social vulnerability. The next talk in this series is scheduled for January 29th and will be given by Stephen Humphreys of the London School of Economics. Humphreys' talk will address the question of access to technologies for climate change adaptation and mitigation under international law. Other talks in the Climate and Society series will draw attention to water management in Brazil, the security risk inherent in conflicts over water, food, and health in India, and the broader question of how much potential humans have to adapt to the coming climate. Also this spring, the Illinois Sustainable Technology Center will continue its lunchtime seminar series on sustainability with presentations that focus on opportunities in agriculture for conservation and curbing global warming. A more interactive series called The Human Place in Nature will bring together small panels of U of I faculty for discussions that will open up to questions and observations from others. Through this 10-session series, which is organized by Professor of Law Eric Freifogel on behalf of the Office of Sustainability, participants will be introduced to literature that addresses fundamental questions of how humans relate to the natural world. By this means, it is hoped, they will become better equipped to grapple with more particular environmental issues. Believe it or not, the list of talks I've introduced here is only the beginning. For a more comprehensive list that includes one-time events and regular seminars sponsored by individual departments, let me invite you to visit the Environmental Almanac website.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the U of I Office of the Provost.